Hello, St. Luke. This is Monsignor Schadl with Monsignor's Musings for Wednesday, April 8th. It's my way of keeping in touch with you during this period of isolation caused by the pandemic. Today's musings are brought to you by one of our parish supporters, one of our parish realtors, Tony Sue Short. Tony is with the Burns Property Group. If you're looking for a home in this area or really anywhere, give Tony a call, 317-844-4200. 317-844-4200, Tony Short. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, and most of us are familiar with these days of Holy Week. Holy Week began Sunday, Palm Sunday. The Triduum is Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. But there's also a special term for today, Wednesday of Holy Week. This Wednesday is often referred to as Spy Wednesday. Now, it's called Spy Wednesday because the gospel for today relates the story of how Judas, the betrayer, was a spy. He betrayed our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Remember, though, it was not only Judas who betrayed our Lord. Jesus had two betrayers. Peter will do the same thing tomorrow, Holy Thursday night. He denied knowing Jesus not once, but three times. And yet consider the difference between these two, Judas and Peter. Immediately, when he realized what he had done, Peter regretted it. St. Luke's Gospel tells us that Peter began to weep bitterly. He faced Jesus with a heavy heart, realizing that Jesus already knew the full story. One look from Jesus was all it took to bring out the deepest sorrow imaginable. That look must have kept Peter from despair. Legends are told about how long, how hard he wept, how he sought out Mary, the mother of Jesus, so he could apologize, so he could receive some comfort. Right then and there, Peter must have turned over a new leaf. He became determined to follow Jesus no matter what, and he did. Out of his triple denial came a fidelity to our Lord that took him to his own martyrdom on a cross upside down. On the other hand, Judas had some regrets as well. More than likely, he never thought things would get so far out of hand. He may have never dreamed that Jesus would be sentenced to death. Judas also repents. He saw that Jesus had been condemned. He regrets what he did, so he brought back the 30 pieces of silver. But he stopped there. The repentance of Judas was only human repentance. That's not enough. Merely human repentance brings with it anxiety, guilt trips, bitterness, and then finally despair. Judas felt so isolated by sin, he could not even go back to Jesus. Judas lost hope. Two members of the chosen 12 apostles. Yet what a contrast between these two men who betrayed our Lord. And no matter how great our own sinfulness, no matter how many times we have betrayed Jesus, his loving forgiveness brings each one of us hope. Often throughout the year, when possible, we need to awaken in our hearts a sorrow born out of love, sorrow for the sins we have committed, for the times we have betrayed Jesus, not because we fear punishment, but because we have betrayed God who loved us first. That's what a perfect act of contrition means. Confession is always the mercy of God looking at us. Peter seized it immediately, never let go. Judas let go right away, without seeking that at all. One man grabbed onto hope, the other did not know that hope. Thank God that we do. And as with those two apostles, it makes all the difference. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's move forth now in hope, trusting in the providence which so far has never failed us.